Childcare services are worried the federal government overhaul could have damaging consequences for vulnerable Indigenous children. The government plans to move what's known as budget-based funded services, which are specifically tailored for Indigenous children and kids in remote areas, into mainstream funding, which childcare groups fear may force some remote centres to close. Geraldine Atkinson is the president of the Victorian Aboriginal Education Association and the deputy chair of the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare. Geraldine, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Geraldine Atkinson, what will be the impact of these measures on remote and Indigenous childcare centres?
I'm really concerned that it is going to affect our services, but I'm really scared that eventually that we will have to close. We're going from a budget-based model to a user-pay model. And I think that it'll affect our childcare services greatly. They, from the beginning, on the funding model that they're at the moment, they suffer anyway. And trying to use a paid model with our families is going to be, I think, a very difficult situation. I think that it's great that they've made services for grandparents. It's going to be easy for grandparents, and that's really great. But the fact that we've been asking the Commonwealth for a model that would suit our services, a funding model that would suit our services, a great deal better for several years. And we thought that with the new childcare assistance package that we would have received a better deal. What we've asked for is out of $3.5 million, $100 million for our services to operate. But our total services nationally. And we didn't think that was a great deal of money. So we wanted a funding model that was going to suit our services, that we wouldn't have to be penalised by going to a user paid model where it would impact on our children, where our parents may find it very difficult to pay and our services to operate. So that's why we're concerned about moving going from our budget based funded model to that model.
Now, we are dealing with a bit of a scratchy line here, so apologies for that to those people listening. But if you do have thoughts on the proposed switch in the funding model for Indigenous and remote childcare centres, do send us a text 0418 226 576 or tweet us at RN Breakfast. Also remember to send us your summer sounds. So Geraldine Atkinson, the government says this new funding model for childcare for Indigenous children will be fairer because centres won't be funded in bulk but per student, which of course is the founding principle of the Gonski model as well. Isn't that a good move?
Are you there? Hello?
Geraldine Atkinson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So the government says this model will be fairer because the centres won't be funded in bulk but per student. Isn't that a good move?
No, it's not. When our services first started to operate, that's how we originally operated. And what we found during that period was that quite a few of our services closed, and which is why we moved to the budget-based service model, so that our services would continue to operate. It was very difficult. It was very difficult in getting, getting parents to meet their obligations in paying. And I know that we insist that parents do pay. It's not that parents don't pay, but they do. But when we're looking at the communities that where our services operated, they are really very disadvantaged. The children that we have within our services are coming from, very, very, as I said, disadvantaged families. So what we needed to do was we needed to ensure that we operated a service that was going to to ensure that our children, both Aboriginal children in disadvantaged communities, have access to early childhood education and within that childcare service. Now, what we were able to do was provide those children with access to really good early childhood education, culturally appropriate services for the day. And this ensured that we were able to get those children education programs that were going to meet their needs, so that when they started school, they could cope within within the education system. What we found when we first, the reason why we started them was that our children were failing at school. They weren't getting to year 12, they were getting to year 9 and dropping out, and we believe that the best way to do was to start with an early years education program, that our children would then probably start school with good, you know, academic probably skills, better able to cope socially, all of those reasons that, you know, you need to have to start school and to receive a good education.
And the way these centres are currently funded means that some Indigenous parents don't have to pay any fees for childcare for their children. You say that if this...
No, that's not true. That is not true. But, you know, they have. It's not as if they don't pay anything. They pay what they can afford. So, like, they have it in with our budget-based services. There's always been a gap within the funding that's ensured we've only ever received a portion of the childcare benefit ever. So we've had to, there's had to be a portion that needed to be found, that our services needed to pay a gap. Sometimes they weren't able to do it, and we always operated in a deficit. So we need a good funding. That's why we needed a good funding model. And that's why we were hoping that this new childcare assistance package would provide a funding model that would suit our services. And as I said before, that $100 million was all we were asking out of the $3.5 billion that's going to that package, that would suit our services, that would enable them to run, to suit our communities in which our most vulnerable and disadvantaged children, Indigenous children, live. And that's what we were asking with the new childcare assistance package. And we didn't get it. So what we're saying, that going from the, and it is going to be worse, going from our budget-based funded model to the new model, because we were able to depend on that funding coming in. The way now, we have no idea how we're going to cope with the new user-paid model. And we're really concerned that it isn't going to suit a lot of our services, and a lot of our services will eventually be forced to close, is what we believe is going to happen.
Well, the matter will head to a Senate committee. We'll have to leave it there. Geraldine Atkinson, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you very much for talking to me.
That was Geraldine Atkinson, the President of the Victorian Aboriginal Education Association and the Deputy Chair of the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare.